The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Olivia Kwe. You're watching The Big Story live in the Straits Times newsroom. You can subscribe to our channel so you never miss a single episode. Even as more measures will be relaxed from Monday, Singapore's reopening is still being done in a calibrated manner. To that end, you can dine in at eateries from next week, but only in groups of two. A group of more than two people can dine in only if they all come from the same household, but they'll still have to be seated in groups of two at different tables. The two-person group limit for dining in will be increased to five from mid-July, barring unforeseen circumstances. Meanwhile, here's what you can and cannot do from Monday. Indoor mask-off sports activities may resume, but also only in groups of two with safe distancing. Wedding receptions will continue to be banned at least until mid-July, when further changes will be announced. Workers should continue to work from home as far as possible to reduce overall interaction within workplaces and public spaces. Regular testing using fast and easy tests like the antigen rapid test kits will be mandatory for staff in higher risk activities, including F&B outlets, personal care services and gyms with unmasked participants. And people who have visited hotspots on the same day as those infected will need to take a mandatory COVID-19 test. Infectious diseases specialist from the Rofi Clinic, Dr. Leong Ho Nam, is here to weigh in on today's developments. Welcome back to the show, Doctor. So, as what we've seen throughout the pandemic, Singapore's approach to handling it is still very much calibrated. Throwing back to what you told Haryanto last week, is it still a case of having your cake but not being able to eat the whole thing yet?
Interesting. Yes, we are in the state where we have the cake now. We get to eat it, but we half it. So you're going to dine it across two people. I think the greater intent behind it all is to keep from the task force is actually to keep the reproductive numbers going up and keep the marriage numbers going up. So I am happy that people can still dine, and I'm very, very happy that Mr. Lawrence Wong has agreed to let people dine, one whole family dine together, except in three separate tables, because it makes it more reasonable for people with families like myself to go out dining. However, I'm going to say something. We haven't solved the problem of taking the mask down, eating in an indoor situation. If you look at it, the indoor situation with the ventilation, the transmission rates are still high. Unfortunately, indoor dining is still high risk. So it is just, it's a reminder to everyone that we must keep the mask up whenever possible. Put the mask down only when you're consuming your food or your drinks. When you're speaking to each other, mask must stay on, and try to distract other people. I mean, don't gather across tables, because this would remove the purpose of having two person per dining. And I'll be very honest and say that I expect the numbers to go up as a result. But it is between the businesses not running forwards and versus us having complete control of the virus. So this is a meeting ground, a middle ground for all situations. And we hope that this will allow a bit of economy to happen, to continue on, but yet at the same time, some fun.
Exactly. So you mentioned, you know, it's about balancing the need to keep the virus in check as well as, you know, letting our businesses carry on. So hawker centres, as you know, are the most affected. But these places, being outdoors, I assume they're considered safer because, you know, they're better ventilated. But as we have seen, that's not the case because the recent examples of Bukit Merah View. So, Doctor, with dining in allowed again from Monday, and presumably that'll bring in more people to the hawker centres, what should patrons keep in mind while they're there?
Olivia, you're really spot on that, because if you look at the ventilation has been the star performer to prevent transmission. And yet in the hawker centre in Bukit Merah, we have open ventilations and the transmission goes on. What are we going to do? I mean, it is as open as it can be. So we are a few things. The point suggested would be the toilet, because lots of things happen at the toilet. People will just blow their noses and the viruses will go all around. Number two, in the queue for their favorite food, you may actually cut below the 1 meter minimum distancing. We ought to do that. Number three, in hot preparation in the kitchen, people just put their masks down and then be a little bit less careful. So if we really want the Singapore economy to open up safely, and we all want that, safely with the minimal cases as possible, we accept some risks, but we do it with mask up, social distancing, and if the queue is really too long, try the other shop next door. Okay, the queue is shorter, that guy needs money as well, so help the poor guy along, and all together Singapore can come out stronger and safer.
Well, Dr. Leong, the Rofi Clinic has received its supplies and started administering the shots from 4 p.m. today to an initial batch of about 20 people. What was the sense that you got from them now that they have this Sinovac option?
I thought that the Sinovac vaccines were more popular than the Hello Kitty dolls that are being sold at McDonald's, because we have been receiving hundreds and thousands of calls and messages to try to get themselves registered. I'm very, very happy and thankful that the public places so much trust on us. But at the same time, you must understand that as a clinic, we're not really suited to cater to the BTS-like equivalent demand for the McDonald's packs. So coming back, I want everyone to just be very cautious, be understanding. I mean, it takes time to get all these thousands of vaccines going through. Number two, register yourselves, myself, my clinic, or other clinics, or any other clinics which you find happy with. We will get to that number. If we commit ourselves as a clinic to give the vaccination, we will do it there for you. Number three, many of us started with low numbers now, just to have a feel of the whole operations and how it's going to go through. We will have many hiccups, and certainly our quality of care, our quality of love given to our patients may be a little bit lesser, but nonetheless, it is still very earnest. So if we did anything wrong, I apologize to you on behalf of all the clinics there are. Bear with us as we try to get many people vaccinated. I do understand that the COVID-19 vaccine comes on the mRNA as well as the Sinovac, and many people have a lot of hesitancy with the mRNA. Scientifically, the mRNA vaccines are still better, but if you have no other choice and you insist on Sinovac, getting Sinovac vaccination is better than nothing.
Like you said, you know, you have received thousands of signups to the wait list. How does the Rofi Clinic plan to handle this overwhelming response, Doc?
We have to pull in people, extra people to help. We're trying to work out protocols. We're trying to use AI to help us in terms of registration online, so as it becomes more seamless, instead of having to write and then transfer, so as to try to digitize our registration. So all this is trying to smoothen the whole processes and make things easier. It is challenging because none of my nurses are ready for these numbers, but we will get there. We will deliver the shots to Singaporeans.
Well, Dr. Leong, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for sharing more on your Sinovac vaccine rollout, as well as your insights on our COVID-19 situation. I've been speaking with Dr. Leong Ho Nam, an infectious diseases specialist from the Rofi Clinic at Mount Elizabeth Novena. Well, let's look at today's case numbers.